Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
A recent article published by the New York Times and reprinted in the Las Vegas Sun addressed the issue of decriminalizing illegal border crossings and asked whether or not it would work. The article opens with this sentence: crossing the border without permission is a crime. Well, that, of course, is the best place to start. Most deportations are the result of civil, not criminal, proceedings. It should be noted that many who cross the border illegally never face prosecution. The numbers of those crossing the border illegally is so great that our legal system is overwhelmed. Only 40% of those who illegally cross the border are prosecuted for doing so. With so many people illegally crossing the border without any fear of prosecution, the debate growing in the Democrat Party and among the candidates running for that party's presidential nomination is whether or not the crime of crossing the border should be eliminated. In other words, make it a non-crime to cross our borders, open the gates, let everyone and anyone in. Our checkpoints would become more and more of a joke, and in the land between our official points of entry, they'd become flooded with immigrants. We will have lost control of our country, and not only of our borders, but also the handle we're supposed to have on people who have entered this country for any purpose. The reference to people flooding into our country is not in any way exclusive to those leaving their home south of our border. In fact, many others around the world would be doing everything they could do to get into the United States. And why not? It's advertised everywhere that states such as California will be glad to provide free health care. Plus, they offer education, including college, free to all who reside in that state. In many cases, they offer free housing, free food, and the opportunity to even vote in their local elections. One need not be a legal resident to take advantage of their generous offers. How many other states have either initiated California-style laws or are in the process of passing those kinds of laws? We're on the precipice of becoming a country that is all things to all people of the world, and that would result in the U.S. truly becoming a third-world country. There is no way we could absorb all the people who would want to come here to take advantage of any and every opportunity that we're holding out as carrots to the disaffected around the globe. Every country in the world has a right and responsibility to protect their own borders, and they do. When President Trump went before the world leaders at the UN not long after he assumed the presidency, he shocked many people in America when he said, "We put our country first." He included in his remarks recognition of the fact that all the world leaders who were at that gathering placed their countries first, and he acknowledged that is as it should be. But there are those who believe if we put our country first, we're expressing some form of hatred, bigotry, and racism, and therefore we cannot go down this path. Why is it that when other countries secure their borders and monitor who they let into their countries, they're operating within their rights? And when the United States acts to secure American borders and monitors who should be admitted into our country, we are somehow acting out of discrimination and we should somehow be admonished. These are double standards, and we should never allow ourselves to be cowed into choosing a path that is not in our own self-interests. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.